Right now, we thought we'd just take some open fire, open line calls. You bring the heat, whatever you want to talk about, because apparently that's great radio.
You're just going to punch them up randomly?
Yeah, just randomly. Okay. And, you know, you want to talk about the College World Series or the Women's Softball Championship or the NBA Finals or Minor League Baseball or Canadian Football League, whatever.
We'll just let you run our show.
Yeah, it's fair game. So let's go to Norman in Sachse. Hi, Norman. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is it?
Norman.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, love the show.
Thanks.
Listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Specifically in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're on.
Yeah, my friend hates you, but I like all the bits and characters you do. Especially the ones you do vocally.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to Charles in Saginaw?
I don't know.
We don't hear from him enough.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all going to Summer Bash?
Yes, of course.
We have to.
That's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think Friday.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. Sneaky Pete's. Sneaky Pete's, yeah.
Yeah, Donovan's great.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
Did y'all ever know Grego?
Oh, yeah.
Of course we did.
Yeah, I love 1310.
Do you have a sports question or point?
What does P1 stand for?
It's just
don't worry about it.
Hey, listen, the reason I called, I see where the Cowboys are playing at a new stadium.
Right.
Near the Ranger ballpark in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Cowboys should sign a few of the Rangers because, you know, they're good athletes and they're in first place. So maybe that would help the Cowboys go first place in the playoffs in the offseason. You think that's a good idea?
No.
I don't really understand the question.
I think that's the idea. I think that's one of the worst sports ideas I've had. Just because you're good at one sport doesn't mean it translates to another.
So you're saying that my opinion is that of a stupid, dumb man who can't even get married because all the girls think his lopsided face speaks of a genetic deficiency. The company's an endless pile of crusty socks under the side of a secondhand store-bought daybed, huh?
Well, I didn't say all that. I don't think Junior did either.
Is that what you just tweeted about to your priest, Giorgio?
I don't Twitter.
You stupid dumb man who can't even get married because all the girls think he has lots on her face speaks of genetic deficiency. You come to the end of the pile of course he sucks on the side of a secondhand store.
No, I don't even.
George?
I don't tweet.
And you, Junior Miller, you're a big man with your bicycle shorts and your fancy free t-shirts, aren't you?
I never have said that.
Yeah, I know you're kind, Miller. At least I've never made fun of the girls who said, spring is in the air, flowers everywhere.
It's so inside. How did you know that?
Let me tell you something, Donovan Miller. One of these days, someone's going to knock the wind out of your sails. I may have never gotten a 10.6 by going against the idiotic advice of Tom Bigby. But at least I've never left a pair of my soiled underwear in the corner of the ticket compound like you did, Giorgio.
I did not.
I'm praying that none of your other sweet mates would find us. I'll be watching you, Donovan Miller. Yeah. I'll be watching you from my telescope in Sachse. I'll get you, and one of these days, I'll get my revenge. And hey, here's a little lesson for you.
Huh.
Ready, Pops? He sucks!
Oh, no, them's fighting words. You can say all you want about us, but not Ribby.
That dang Norman and Sachse again. Hadn't heard from him in a long time.
Well, he turns on us on a dime.
I know. It's so scary. 847.